The Food and Drug Administration is looking at ways to reduce the number of deaths from prescription painkillers. Millions of Americans take them every day, and accidental overdose deaths are on the rise. This morning, we'll visit a state facing a growing problem. Here's Scott Finn of West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
In the county courthouse in tiny Pineville, West Virginia, Clerk Michael Good flips through a fat folder of death certificates. Each one represents someone who died of an accidental drug overdose.
58 years old with oxycodone, hydrocodone, lorazepam. 33 years old.
Good, who's also the town's only funeral director, says about 10 years ago, drug abusers began to crush and snort prescription painkillers for a heroin-like high. Some steal the prescription drugs or buy them on the street. In 2007, drug overdoses killed 18 people in Wyoming County, more than car accidents, homicide, and suicide combined.
It's amazing the things that you see that, you know, that causes death of relatively young people that should be still a productive part of society for the next 20 years. If these people had died of the swine flu, we'd probably be making national headlines.
West Virginia has the nation's worst overdose death rate, but it's become a national problem. The number of accidental drug overdoses in the U.S. has doubled from about 11,000 in 1999 to more than 22,000 in 2005. Most of that increase is blamed on prescription painkillers. It's gotten so big, the Food and Drug Administration is taking action. FDA spokeswoman Judy Leon explains.
These drugs will be required to have a risk evaluation and mitigation strategy, or what we call REMS, to ensure that the benefits of the drugs continue to outweigh the risks.
In recent years, FDA officials added black box warnings to fentanyl and methadone and sent educational letters to doctors. But officials now say their previous education efforts have largely failed. In this new REMS plan, the agency could require patients to submit to drug testing or require a pill count where patients must bring to their doctor unused pain medication. It also could require doctors to attend special training or even limit those who can prescribe certain painkillers. And if the drug companies don't go along, the FDA could conceivably pull some of these painkillers off the market. Pain specialist J.K. Lilly says the news has sent shockwaves through his profession.
As far as I know, nobody expected it. The way it came out of nowhere, it was like a bomb out of the blue with a 60-day fuse.
Lilly runs Appalachian Pain Clinic in Charleston. He's worried new restrictions may make life harder for legitimate pain patients. He says since many of the overdoses occur when the drug is used illicitly, it's the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, not the FDA, that should be taking the lead.
I mean, it's not uncommon to see people come in the hospital overdose with grandma's Xanax, my brother-in-law's hydrocodone, and a couple of methadones from somebody that he bought off the street. Those people can get dead real quick. Every one of those drugs that they got were prescription drugs, but they were not provided for them.
While pain doctors worry the FDA may go too far, relatives of overdose victims think the agency may not do enough. Some are calling for an outright ban on certain extended-release painkillers, such as OxyContin, the drug that is now so popular in Appalachia, it's earned the nickname Hillbilly Heroin. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Charleston, West Virginia.